You're listening to Daycare Overhaul, Doing Childcare Better, presented by Childcare BizHelp.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Daycare Overhaul, where we do childcare better. I'm Caroline Jens.
And I'm Justina Patterson. How are you all doing today?
I'm fabulous. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So we have to talk about something before we get into the podcast.
Now what are we going to start the show with today?
Okay, so the magic of in the podcast world is this is being recorded before it's actually being released. Okay, spoiler alert. It happens. So today, as we're recording this, means yesterday was a very special day.
What was yesterday?
Oh, like you don't know. It was your birthday.
It was. And it was like this whole long celebration. Like literally the entire day was my birthday. It was amazing.
Well, usually you celebrate for a month. So I think you can have a day.
Thank you. And no, I had a really awesome time.
I think we mentioned in last week's podcast, maybe or two ago, that you went on some sort of scavenger hunt.
We did. So we, my husband had purchased this like mystery picnic experience. It's called Amazing Company, and we can share the link in our resources. But what happens is you can go on this picnic in your city. So basically you get a clue that takes you to your first destination and you pick up food along the way. So we visited, I think, 5 different restaurants in St. Petersburg yesterday. And we got to eat food, everything from like the appetizer all the way to dessert.
So did you eat when you went to like the restaurant, or did you collect it all and then eat at the picnic spot?
You get a picnic basket and you just put all your food in the picnic basket along the way.
That's kind of fun. Was it a good time?
It was so fun. And we ended up on the water and just looking out to the water. And that's where we ended up eating our picnic.
That is exciting. I want to do that. I think that would be so fun. Did you go to places you didn't know of before, like new restaurants or new stores?
Yeah, I think that was like one of the coolest things about it was all the places that we went to, we never ate before.
That's
so exciting. We got to experience like 5 different brand new restaurants that now we'll probably go to over and over again. So it was cool. And then to end the evening, my husband, he planned a surprise birthday party last night.
As if the whole day wasn't enough, you came home to a surprise party.
Yeah, we went out to dinner. We come home. Yeah, so we ate all day. We come home and my entire house is pink. If everyone could see my shirt right now, I've got flamingos on it. So we walk in the door. There's flamingos everywhere. We've got like flamingo straws and there's a flamingo cupcake cake and all of our friends. And it was a really great day. It was such a just amazing birthday experience.
Like your first birthday in Florida.
It was. It was a good one.
So no pressure to next year.
Exactly. Right? I know. And next year's a big one. And we won't talk about what that number is, but.
So are you like aging backwards at this point? Like you turned like 20 yesterday, right?
Right. So I think 5 years ago, I started taking a year off. So I go backwards 1 year. So pretty soon I'm going to be 30 again.
Nice.
And I'm just going to keep going back. So
nothing wrong with that.
Enough about me. We have a cool topic today. We've got a really great guest, and he's actually part of our Childcare Trailblazer series.
He is.
Remember we had Maria Fitzgibbon on?
We did. That was a few weeks ago.
It was a few weeks ago, and she was phenomenal. Well, Maria was one of our clients, and Shalom Strict, who is one of our guests today. He's also one of our clients. Welcome, Shalom.
Hi, how are you?
We are amazing. Thank you for coming on today's show.
Oh, my pleasure. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Sounds like an amazing party that you had the other day.
It was definitely a good one. Well, I have to brag for a minute. So Shalom is going to be talking to us today about marketing and honestly, he's probably one of the most intelligent, creative, just super amazing guys. And Shalom and I have been working together now and Justina for almost 2 years. And he's definitely a visionary. He's an idea generator, and it's been an honor. His heart is super huge. He is probably one of the most generous owners that I've ever met. And he really emphasizes the, you know, the importance of living your core values, and just super great guy. He runs 12 childcare centers, 5 different brands too. So it's not even the same brand. You know, you've got your hands full. And you're in not only Chicago, but you're in Florida now.
Yay,
so before before we dive into Shalom, into all the good information that you're going to give us on marketing today, can you maybe just tell us a little bit about, I know you didn't start your career in early education, kind of like myself. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about what you did prior to coming into the early education industry.
Yeah. Well, I actually was a website designer, believe it or not. I had a website design firm. Do you know what the firm's name was called? Trivia 1000. InfoTube.
What was it called?
InfoTube. 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 Actually, I started in 99, and I actually was like, you know, I think TV and internet is going to merge at some point, but when you have those dial-up modems, it seems so far off. So it was called InfoTube, where the vision was like a high multimedia type of website design company. And wasn't getting so much satisfaction out of it, to be honest with you, because it was becoming commoditized and clients were always wanting revisions and you know how it goes, those types of things over and over again. And so it's gotta give props to all those designers out there, way to go. But it was just, at first I loved it. I love the creativity because, you know, I love generating ideas and things like that. I love the creativity, but I wanted to kind of use it, you know, my own creativity in the way I wanted to channel it, you know, for my own business. So that led me to real estate, which actually real estate was just something like my father was in. So he just told me to like invest. Like that was something I was kind of doing on the side while I was a website designer. And so I owned a commercial storefront and I was getting a lot of calls to rent it for daycare. And so I actually, like I said, wanted to start in a different business. And I thought that daycare was underrepresented in terms of marketing savvy and operation savvy and things like that. And so I thought I could, you know, provide a better product in the demographics and the neighborhoods that we were targeting. And so that's how I got into the business. I partnered with somebody and learned about childcare and kind of like started branching off from there.
Awesome. Well, and honestly, you, like I said, you know, working with you these last 2 years, you've been really an inspiration. I often feel like we learn just as much from you as hopefully you learn from us. You know, and that prior marketing background, you know, in that web design really has helped you in your business.
Totally.
It's
definitely, my mother was an interior decorator, so I think I get that. That's where I get the creative, you know, stuff from. She used to always try to involve me in her projects and say, you know, what do you think of this for this client or this for that client? So like, that was all I knew, you know, kind of like design oriented type of thing. There's no way you've learned as much from me as I've learned from you, Caroline. Stop it. But you've been such a great coach and mentor. Like, we're so excited to have you and Justina and the team on our side, and we've really enjoyed the relationship with you. So, yeah, I can't say that you've learned more from me, but I appreciate the compliment.
Well, you know, things were running along pretty smooth, right, Justina? You know, for the last couple of years, and then, you know, 2020 hit.
2020 hit. That's for sure.
Well, and I'd really like to tap in some of your experience there, Shalom, in terms of like how COVID has, you know, impacted someone like you that owns so many different centers. You have brands that are either highly subsidized and you have private pay. So you're familiar with like every aspect of how COVID is impacting you. So maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about how you have been, how you and your centers have been impacted this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a challenge like no other for a lot of providers. I mean, it was very scary because, you know, a lot of people didn't know what to expect when, you know, how deadly this disease was going to be. And what am I subjecting my employees to and the families, et cetera. It was a ton of unknowns. So, you know, for us, it was about turning towards our mission, which is love, learn, and collaboration. So every decision, you know, we made was, you know, first and foremost, you know, out of love. I mean, the beginning of the pandemic is, you know, how we can't force anybody to come. We can't force anybody, you know, to work. So we basically made it, you know, voluntary. You know, we said, you know, we understand if you don't, you know, want to come in and things of that nature. And, you know, we had a nice core of people that decided to volunteer. And we were so, you know, pleased with that, with the level of love and dedication that they showed. We opened our, in Illinois, they basically had all the centers closed in the very beginning. And you could apply for a emergency childcare license, which we did for essential personnel. And so we made it all about, you know, trying to support essential personnel. I mean, that was a very big focus of ours. And then slowly they allowed the capacity to be increased. And now we're still at the time, it's now October 2020, we're still in limited capacity. Basically, we're running about, let's say, about 75% is our allowed capacity. And, you know, the staffing rules are even tougher than they prior were. So it's like they were prior, excuse me. So it's very challenging. I'm lucky to have, like, very good financial partners. And they've been great in applying for grants and for loans and things of that nature to put us in a comfortable position. And of course, you guys have been a tremendous help to us, giving us advice from, you know, your clients and best practices and things like that. It's been really tough. It's been tough, but, you know, it's those opportunities you get as a leader to grow, you know, and to learn more about yourself and your team. So I feel like it's overall going to be a good adjustment period, because I feel like everybody's now refocusing and retooling and reoptimizing, which was the reason we hired you in the first place before the pandemic, was to just be on point, but now even more so it makes a difference. So,
No, that's good. In terms of where your enrollment is right now, can you share with us kind of where you're at with your enrollments?
Yeah. So it seems, you know, that usually the older the kids, the more interested the parents are in having them come to the center. So we're struggling a little bit with infants and toddlers and things like that, at least in Illinois. But twos and threes and fours are coming in. So enrollment is a little bit tough, but we've got a whole bunch of marketing ideas that we're rolling out and that we'd love to share with you and your listeners.
Perfect.
During this post-COVID era.
Perfect. Before we do that, I just want to ask one more question. How, and because I have a lot of centers that are asking about this, and specifically with all the fears and anxieties in our families and their concerns about, you know, their children, you know, getting COVID, what are you doing specifically to help build confidence in to make sure that your families feel like you're running a safe place for their kids?
Yeah, I mean, so right from the beginning of the pandemic, you know, we kind of like had a pandemic operations control center where we were, the first thing we did way back in the beginning before anybody knew anything about COVID-19 was we hired a physician actually to consult with us on a daily basis on best practices. So I think that gave a great level of reassurance to parents that we were taking it seriously. We immediately put up all, before it became common practice to put up, you know, signs for masks and temperature and all those types of things. We were, you know, all over it. Now, obviously now we do temperature checks at the door and things of that nature. And some of the things we're working on, which I'm going to go over in my COVID marketing tips, such as, you know, putting information about how you're sanitizing each night, or getting more out there on social media and showing, even although it sounds strange to say, kids in masks, you know, having kind of a regular life, if you want to call it that, on social media, life showing life going on, so to speak, are some of the ways, you know, that you can reassure parents. Of course, having, you know, a web page with detailing the procedures and things like that. So anything you can do to communicate with parents is a great thing. And even then, there is a difference, to be frank, you know, in different environments. In the Florida schools, you know, it's 100% full. There's no limited capacity. And I heard that the governor is even looking to allow full capacity at football stadiums. So totally different approach from here in Florida, and, you know, to each their own, but even more of a lesson on how you need to adapt.
Right. Well, cool. You know, aside from, let's dive into some of these marketing ideas, because I think that's what you're really excited to talk about. And hopefully we'll hear about your owl story eventually. But aside from COVID-specific ideas, how many other great ideas, and more importantly, low cost? Because I know you're about, you know, low cost, easy to implement kind of marketing ideas. That's what you really thrive upon, which is super smart. Because we can have all these really grand marketing ideas, but if you can't implement them, you know, whatever, it's not going to help you at all. So go ahead, shoot. Give us some great ideas. I am.
You ready to roll? Okay. All right. Well, a lot of them are typically, you know, my common, most used marketing ideas with a COVID twist in them, because those are the tried and true ones and the ones that I know work. So a couple things. First, I mean, you got your email list. So Caroline, that's something you guys helped us with. Child Care Biz Help was, we had, you know, many spaces suddenly available. I mean, we were used to wait lists and not having to advertise. So always important to record your leads and keep them organized in a database, in something like Constant Contact or MailChimp or whatever daycare software you're using. So first thing in your arsenal should always be, like we were just talking about, take a picture, nice professional picture of kids in the center, acting as if life is normal with their masks on, and go ahead and talk to them about the precautions you're taking. Tell them fun and learning is still going on. And luckily, you know, if there's a nice way to say, you can say, you know, we don't have any incidents or things like that. You don't want to, you know, knock on wood, you don't want to curse yourself, but,
right.
So that's one easy win you could do. Another thing we're working on is we have this thing called a net zero fogger, which is basically like a Ghostbusters style gun where you can spray, you know, antibacterial all over the toys in the center each night. Kind of fun to use because it actually does spray like a huge funnel, like and so what we're doing is those, you know, sandwich board sidewalk signs. And we're having a photo of a woman in a cape, a superhero, spraying and kind of just reassuring customers that this place has been cleaned down each night with the net zero fogger. So it's another form of reassurance. And so that was
really fun. And I think you can play around with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Another great idea, I think it's a great idea. A lot of these ideas take a lot of time to materialize, so I don't have it yet in hand, but is, I was at a outing and they handed out these pens with sanitizer built into them. So, you know, like the part where you normally you click your pen, that's like a sprayer.
Right.
And so wouldn't that be a great idea if you could kind of put them around your local cafes and, you know, car washes, grocery stores, coffee houses, things of that nature, and say, you know, hey, you know, our brand is keeping clean, and just advertise the fact that you're on top of your sanitization game, so to speak.
So fun fact, at dinner last night,
I like fun facts.
When we sat down, that's one of the things that they handed us was a sanitizer, like a little sanitizer pen. So maybe partnering with local restaurants might be cool.
Yeah, that would be amazing. And the good news is about partnering with local businesses is that those are probably going to be the people that are not COVID afraid, so to speak. I mean, and I have respect for all people. If you want to stay in and quarantine all the time, or if you want to be out and about and you feel like you just got to move on, most likely the people in stores are people who have already taken the step to get themselves out and going into stores. And what we're seeing now more is that people who are contacting us start in the near future. So there is a group, at least in Illinois again, where people who are just, no, they're not into it. They don't feel comfortable being out and about or socializing or sending their child to childcare. But now there's another group that is obviously in restaurants and out and about and maybe feels more comfortable. So if you could target those people in those areas, that makes sense to me.
Agreed. Yeah, I do think, as a matter of fact, we were out a couple of nights ago, and I think for the first time in a really long time, I felt like we saw a lot of people just hanging out. A lot of people were out eating at the restaurants. There were more people at the grocery store. So I feel like people are slowly gaining a little more confidence and coming back out.
Yeah. And like I said, knock on wood, luckily we haven't seen many incidents with kids or many outbreaks in our center. So I'm really proud of our staff and our team for doing an amazing job.
Do you have any other marketing tips that really stand out that you...
Of course.
Awesome.
We're just getting started. We've got the...
Bring it on.
Yeah, let's bring it on. We got the... you want to have your COVID-19, you know, webpage, which is another thing that you guys help us produce. As soon as people are coming to your website, you definitely want to put in a prominent area the fact that you have all these health precautions, and we have a lovely looking webpage that you guys created that kind of does a graphical element for each of the safety checks that we do and a little description underneath it. So we have the temperature requirement, we have the no shoe policy, we talk about how we limit access to the building, we talk about the staff getting a temperature and health check and the students. Personal items are taken home each day and washed each day to minimize the spread of germs. We've got our meals and snacks, talking about how we do it in-house to minimize germs from outside germs, our service cleaning and sanitization, and also our hand-washing policy. So it's a wonderful page, graphical representation that kind of reassures parents to all the precautions that we're taking.
Yeah, and what's cool about what's cool about those web pages is that they can convert into like a PDF too. So it can be a flyer. You know, you can use that same content and graphics, you know, to use on social media and handout materials too.
Mm-hmm. I've got a couple more if you'll have them. another one, this is our designer's idea, was to put a QR code on our marketing materials. So let's say you have a door hanger that you go around hanging on people's door, or you have a brochure that you leave in a coffee shop or a trifold or whatever it is. No need to recreate the wheel. What he suggested was to have a sticker that you could, with a QR code that you could print, and slap on there, and it could say, learn how we're keeping clean at our center's brand, and a parent can hover their phone over it, and it'll take them straight to that COVID webpage. So I love that idea.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And another thing is, we should be more on top of this than we are, but I know it's a good idea, is to be on top of your Google My Business webpage and your Yelp webpage and make sure all of those assets are correlating to the precautions and photos, the most updated photos and even hours, because I know a lot of people change the hours, and information about all the precautions you're taking. So it's another layer of reassurance, and it also shows that you're updated, which I don't think we are. Don't tell anyone. But I got all the ideas, but not all the action. That's what you're for, guys. Athena, get on that. So yeah, you got to update your Yelp page. You got to update your Google My Business page. And another final thought I had was to try to, you know, one of our big initiatives is to try to get reviews. So maybe what you could do with your reviews, since we are in the current moment and people are very wary of the current situation, you want to have your reviews geared towards, if you can, when you ask a parent for a review, could they gear it towards, you know, the health precautions and the COVID-19 precautions that you're taking and how impressed they are by it. So that could reassure other parents. That's my final tip for the day, I think.
Well, I love that idea in terms of reviews, which is something that we've been doing forever, right? But really customizing them to having families talk about that they feel like their children are safe, you know, that they, you know, whatever it is that they can say in their review that makes other parents feel comfortable sending their child to a place like yours.
Yeah, absolutely. So important. And all these things together, you know, they all got to come together, and it's not easy. But as we settle more into this, you just have to adapt and keep going at it till you find what works.
Yeah. And, you know, and honestly, you know, the things that you mentioned, you know, can be split around to several different employees. So it's not all on your shoulders. You know, even, you know, having the fogger there and having your staff take pictures of each other, you know, cleaning the center and fogging the center, you know, that's kind of fun. You can have fun with that. You do look like a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's another thing I wanted to mention with, yeah, I mean, you could get, the one thing I didn't mention was social media. We want to get that stuff out on social media, you know. That could be another great way, and is a great way to, you know, get the attention of parents who are just flipping through social media, and, you know, maybe they need to be compelled or convinced that your childcare center is safe and welcoming environment, despite the fact we have a pandemic going on. So absolutely showing people spraying. I think we did that on early on. Maybe it's time, you know, to do that again.
Right. You know, another thing that you didn't mention, but this takes a little more work, so it's not necessarily as easy, but writing a blog, right, Justina?
Yes.
Blogging, I'll let you take that one.
Well, blogging in general is great to have, to be pushing out relevant content on your website frequently, but even so, just writing blogs about what you're doing for COVID specific things too, and then sharing them across social media so parents can read about it too. Like, yes, they can see it, but if they can also read about it and you can give concrete examples, throw in a few pictures, that's really great too, to do that, you know, once or twice, not a month, but, you know, one or two every so often about COVID specifically, to remind them that just because, you know, we've been through this for, I don't know, what has it been, 6-7 months now? You're not stopping what you're doing. You're continually doing it. It's still important to you, so that they can be assured again over and over, I guess is what I was getting at.
Right. Right. Especially because, you know, those prospects are going to be stalking you, you know, on social media, on your website, before they even become a lead in your, you know, in your funnel, your sales funnel. And so, you know, they're not going to just, everyone's not going to come on Tuesday. You have to continuously be putting this content out there so that people are always seeing it, depending on where they're at in that prospect phase. So I love that. But yeah, blogging is not easy. It takes a really dedicated person. Another thing that I thought of, which I think we talked about this, Shalom, was doing video of the activities that are going on in your center. So in terms of social media, not just using pictures and words, but trying to incorporate some video. of the kids actually functioning in the center.
Yep. That would be amazing as well. Great idea.
So before we get into some advice that maybe you could give our listeners on navigating over the next few months and maybe even into 2021, we have to tell one of my favorite marketing stories.
I can't even think about this without laughing. And I've heard the story a couple times and it's still funny to me.
Right. So I'm going to turn it over to Shalom because I think, you know, this was a marketing, it might've been a Halloween kind of marketing thing, but I love where your headspace was. The end result didn't necessarily turn out the way you wanted, but.
Well, it got a lot, I got a lot of mileage out of the story. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I'm going to have you bring this up for this reason. Okay. We have to try things and see if they work. And then, you know, we fail forward, right? So if it doesn't work, you pick yourself up and you try again. Well, this fail wasn't necessarily because of you. This was because of your surroundings, but take it away.
Right. Yeah. I fell backwards. basically, this is the story about the time that I was shot while I was marketing for childcare. And since it's almost Halloween, it's very appropriate. But basically, you know, we know Chicago is somewhat known for our gun violence every now and then, which is a trend we're looking to change, and we're getting there. But I had an idea. Basically, the center I was trying to promote was my first center. It's called Smart from the Start, and the icon and the mascot is an owl. And so I actually went to a costume store called Fantasy Costume and rented a full mascot owl suit. So as you guys know, the professional owl suits, they're very heavy duty. And the head, you know, is a giant piece that you have to put suspenders on under your arms so that it stays on. So you can't really take the head off. And then you zip the rest of the outfit over it. And I decided what I would do is I would stand outside, I would rent a costume and I would stand outside of the center and I would have a basket full of candy. And I, you know, kind of like people would associate the big old sign that we had with the owl on it with me and the candy, and kids would get excited and the families would get excited and they would see that there's a new center in town. And oh, what a delightful idea I thought it was. So anyway, I'm out there, you know, and things are going great and lovely. But all of a sudden, someone pulls up and they roll down the window. And just so you guys know, to put the scene in perspective, with the eye covering there, it's kind of like a mesh screen, a very tightly knit and mesh screen. So it kind of looks like, you know, in the movie's point of view, when they show the fly point of view, where it's really, it's hard to see, it's just like a, like looking through a, you know, mosquito net or something like that. So couldn't really see. It was kind of dark. But anyway, what appeared to happen, someone rolled up and they rolled down the window and a gun came out. And I was like, wait a minute, what? I was like, is that a gun? And then I hear someone say in the car, shoot him. And I was like, oh my God. So it turned out it was a barrel of a gun sticking right at me from, like, you know, I don't know, 10, 15 feet away. Then all of a sudden, two shots ring out. I feel like a hot lead injury on my inner thigh. Thank God it's a flesh wound. The only problem is I wasn't able to bend down to see with the injury because the mask has very little flexibility, the owl head. And so I couldn't take it off. So I had no idea how bad the injury was. So I, like, hobble into the childcare center and in a lot writhing in pain, and I announce that I've been shot and I collapse on the floor. Meanwhile, everyone's, you know, like, attending to me and unzipping me, and then I just hear some laughing, and it turns out it was a splotch of paintball on my inner thigh and not a bullet that I thought it was. But let me tell you something, those paintballs, you know, they say you're in shock when you get shot. I you know, it was very, very painful. It was very, very painful. Big welt for months, but turns out I fell backwards, not fell forward on that marketing effort. But yeah, I learned from it. Like you said, some good ideas, some not so great ideas. Maybe not the best idea, but that story has been told a lot of times. I told it at the Shift conference. We got a good laugh out of it. And yeah, the lesson is definitely there's been a lot of marketing fails. But you never know what's gonna come back and benefit you. I think I truly believe that every effort you put out there in the world, it's gonna come back and benefit you in some form. You know, we've done billboards that I thought were unsuccessful, and then months later I'll hear, you know, we found you on your billboard or things of that nature. So you know, as long as you're putting out that effort come to the question of what do I think that, you know, people should do to get through this? How do I see this, you know, getting through this? The answer, in my opinion, is that consistency. You know, if you don't have like a quarterly marketing schedule or plan, start getting it together. You know, if you don't have like metrics, you know, start focusing on metrics. Try to take this time to retool your organization and get more, you know, more and more organized, you know, especially with your marketing. Keep getting out there. Everybody, it's not just us that's struggling right now. You know, a lot of people are struggling through this. And just keep your head up. And also, you want to have great people. You know, it's important to have great, you know, financial partners. If you have financial partners, if you have operating partners, if you have consultants, you know, make sure you're using, you know, great people who understand your vision and your mission and support you and who are going to be with you through thick and thin. And that's really what I feel you should focus on, because right now, you know, it's a good time to, you know, to show your true colors when you're down and out and when things are tough. You know, that's when you can really rally everyone together, and everybody can just, you know, show their tenacity and their toughness to get through it.
That's awesome, Shalom. I love the owl story. I can hear it 400 times and I'll still laugh.
I need to say, the first time I heard that story, we were at one of our retreats and I had never heard it before, but almost everyone else there had. And so he's starting telling the story. And I remember Caroline's husband and I had not heard it. And I think a couple other people there hadn't. And we were sitting there and he's telling the story and we're like in shock, like, oh my gosh, this guy got shot. That's terrible. And everyone else is laughing. And we're like, you're laughing at this poor man who got shot. Like, this isn't funny. But then we heard the end of, you know, the story. We're like, okay, that's hilarious. And now I can't even hear it without instantly funny. It's funny right away because you know how it ends.
Yeah, it was such a great experience. Thank God it wasn't a real gun. That's all I can tell. Still would have been just a flesh wound. No one survived. But
right. Exactly. Well, I think what's really neat, Shalom, is that you're willing to go out there, try new things. And like I said, you're super creative and innovative in the ideas that you have. You know, everything from, you know, I love, you know, you're really a strong advocate on making sure that you're managing those leads. And I think that's a really important part. And I think that was one of the first couple marketing tips that you had mentioned. And it's something that we get out of the habit of doing when our centers are full. You know, we take it for granted. Yeah. You know, we've had wait lists for so long and we forget how to really handle those leads with care.
Yeah, it feels very strange to have like a big waiting list and then all of a sudden you're reaching out to people who wanted so badly to get in and they're not even willing to budge. So never take these types of things for granted. And, you know, you gotta keep your pedal to the metal.
Right. Well, and I love, you know, just kind of what you said where it feels a little uncomfortable right now. Well, if we put these quarterly like marketing plans together on a consistent basis, then if we're consistently doing that, even when our centers are full, it won't feel as awkward and hard to tackle, you know, when we are down in enrollment. So great stuff.
Yeah, a really good system in place. And one thing we didn't touch on also that I should mention is, you know, just also keeping the culture good.
Right.
Because, you know, you want to have, it's a tough time. And so we as leaders need to keep giving our directors love, the staff love, and keep promoting them and keep trying to make them happy, even though a lot of us are struggling and it's very difficult. In order for the quality to come through and for the reassurances to come through, the teachers need to be able to give away a lot of love and a lot of attention and a lot of hard work. And so you, in turn, need to give them a lot of that because, you know, you can't give away what you don't have inside. So they need to have, you know, a lot of confidence in the financial stability of your company and the fact that you're supportive of them still, even though it might be a struggle for you, and that you're not cutting back on cultural programs, you know, and treating the lunches and things like that. Obviously, this is all budget dependent, but it doesn't always even have to be budget based. You know, just meaningful letters and thank yous of how you appreciate people stepping up during this time. It's one thing that you've always got to focus on as well. Otherwise, you know, nothing's going to work. All the marketing in the world, you can have all the marketing in the world, but what's going to change your company really at the ground level is having a positive culture, and that's what's going to reflect onto the kids.
No, so true. And, you know, one of the things that we concentrate on is creating raving fans. And, you know, that's really the foundation of your culture. And
yeah,
how Love, Learn, and Clap really generates raving fans. Yeah.
Exactly. If they love you enough to go out and be willing to give you a review, then you've done your job, in my opinion.
Great. Well, thank you, Shalom, for all your wonderful ideas, for taking time today to come on our show. I know pre-COVID, we were supposed to have you in person, which would have been amazing. But thank you for coming on with us virtually today. And we're excited for our listeners to hear all the tips and just advice that you had, you know, coming from an owner that, you know, has a lot on his plate. And, you know, you've struggled a lot this year. And we're struggling not just in bad ways, but we're coming out through this a little stronger, too, like you said. Systemizing, creating some metrics, really building some systems and foundations.
Yep.
And so that's some of the positives that are coming out from the other side of this. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be with you guys. I just want to thank you guys again for being amazing. You guys are the smartest, most creative, most talented crew. Thank you for supporting us now and always. And we really value our partnership with you.
Thank you.
Well, like Caroline said, thanks for coming on today. We enjoy thoroughly working with you, and I think that'll do it for today's episode. If you have any questions, be sure to email us at info@daycareoverhaul. Otherwise, find us on social, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.